10,000 children in November 22 were on waiting lists for mental health services. And in April 2022, 60,000 children were waiting for occupational therapy, physiotherapy and speech and language. And anybody knows, and particularly people that I've talked to in that area, that children need these services at a certain time. Sometimes if they don't get it, it's too late. Or if they start it and then there's a lapse in the time and it's too long, then they start to go back again. So it's there's 18,000 children with disabilities waiting for initial contact with the Children's Disability Network team. That was in December 2022. And 12,000 children waiting for psychological services. Now, they need those urgently. And for the amount of money that's going into the service, I'm just asking the government and the minister to consider what we can do to improve that. And I do know that when the HSE was set up, consultants at the time, a very powerful group, and obviously they play a very important role in our health service. We can't manage without them. But at the time, they were one of the very strong lobby groups, and they felt that there was interference at regional level and parochialism and all of that, and that the service would be much better if we had an overarching. Now, maybe we need some kind of overarching watchdog, but I do think that there was more accountability with how the money was spent when we had the regional boards. And if you go to any hospital or anything like that, or even doctor surgeries, staff are under severe pressure. I mean, the frontline staff are in hospitals, they run off their feet. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the administration of the money. Is it targeted? Who's accountable if it doesn't go into the right area or if it's not spent? I mean, you take something like what happened with the Children's Hospital. I mean, who was accountable for that? If that was a manager in a private business and, you know, he overspent or she overspent by that much.
Heads would roll.
Heads would roll.
And that's really what you're looking for here is accountability. And you feel the best way maybe to have some degree of serious accountability is maybe a mixture of, yes, an overall regulatory body at a national level, but at the same time that there would be some local accountability as well. Say, for instance, locally in the Northwest region in relation to what's happening in the health service here in Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal.
Well, I think what I'm looking for and what everybody else is looking for throughout the country is value for money and provide a good service for people that are waiting for this service, whether they be adults or children. And we're a reasonably wealthy country in comparison to others. And if we can't provide that kind of a service with the amount of money that's going in, then there's something seriously wrong.